Blog Talk Radio.
I'm back at it. It's been a minute, so, man, as I get things back up to speed, boy, do I miss it, I'm telling you. I've been talking to myself long enough, so I'm back on the air live with y'all with the Sports Talkers. So this is me, what up, the commish, changing things up now, you know, as you've seen in the group, trying to change things up on the page, make it more sports-related as we die off of, if things die down in our fantasy football league. But don't trip, it's still popping, it's still popping. And man, do we got a, well, do I got a show ready for y'all this week. Want to start this off with saying, hey, happy holidays to all the, you know, sports talkers out there. Happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, whatever you celebrate, you know, no pun intended. But hey, you know, just get this thing started. This is our last week in the Fantasy Football League, so we got some big games going. So this is our Super Bowl week, as I like to say, in the NBA Fantasy Football League. And in the big league, we have Mayhem, who's our 2016 league champ. So, man, the coincidence of that, you know, him being a two-timer, doubling up like Kobe Bryant, who recently retired. But we got Mayhem going against Who's That Man's Mama. He's been on a tear this year. So, you know, this was his first year in the big league. He won the junior league. So big ups to him. You know, I got to double salute him on that because he won the junior league and things looking pretty good for him to win this one. But I think Mayhem going to prove to be the better coach in this one. In the junior league, a.k.a. Flor de Lili, we have multiple scoregasm. Man, big ups to the homie on that one versus the champ is here. Now, this is going to be a good game only because multiple scoregasm is a pretty good coach. But the champ is here, been here last year, and he let it go to Who's That Man's Mama. So I know this is you know, this one's going to be a hard-fought game for both coaches, but I'm going to have to roll with multiple scoregasms on this one. And then in the minor league, we have Spicy Cooks Nola versus Got 'Em Coach. Last year, Got 'Em Coach came here and fell short to the second lady, well, the first lady of the junior league, who is the minor league champion. So I think he's going to lose it again this year. But in our development league, we have two new coaches, the antagonist versus Williams Ninja Bortles, something like that. But I think I'm going to have to roll with the antagonist on this one. So that wraps things up for my fantasy football predictions and the games. So I'm about to take a quick break and check these callers out, see who's on the line. Hey, look, I'm getting my DJ on, but man, look, I just got off the line, man. I'm about to bring Joe. He in the house, you know. Joe Age, you know who he is. He's no foreigner, no stranger to the show. What's up, Joe?
Whoa, what up, world? What's up, Kamish?
Oh man, hey, I'm like a fat kid in a candy store right now, man. I'm telling you, it's been a minute.
Man, shout out, man. We missed you, bro. We've been waiting on you to come back, man. You missed the whole while I'm talking through these playoffs, man.
For real, I was like, man, I look up, I say, shoot, okay, you done scored all up to the top.
Hold up, man.
I told
you about the multiple orgasms, man. Shout out to Victoria's Secret. I told you, you got me the first time, but I told you I was coming for you. You took my prize with the best team name, although I disagree. But I'm going to show you. Don't worry about it. I'm about to show you who the real the champ is here. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Okay. Because, man, I'm going to tell you what's kind of funny is the champ is here made it to the same spot last year.
Yeah, I heard you say that on the intro. I heard you say that, but don't worry. He gonna do the same thing like he did last year, which is he gonna stop. So it's all good. Don't worry about it. We're gonna make sure it works.
Cool, man. So, what was I don't know, man. I'm just telling you. Like, I'm just all psyched out. You know, we got all these good games going on this week. But anything that you want to tell to, you know, because the league's pretty much over right now. Anything you want to look back to any of the old coaches? Anything, any old
I do want to put it out there that, you know, that us as the Florida Elite League, even overall with all the leagues, I just think that we need to do a better job with our teams, both, you know, setting our lineups. Because, you know, setting lineups ain't nothing. Don't necessarily wait till Thursday or Saturday or Sunday to set it. You can set it. I know injuries happen, but as long as you put forth the effort, I think the group overall will be a whole lot better. And I know that the recruit, I want to shout him out too, because although he did finish towards the bottom, he was one of the main people that actually put the work in. I'm sorry he put the work in too late, and he finished out second to last and not last, whatever it was. The point of the matter is, you know, we need to all do better collectively with our teams going forward. And I think that we held a very great and competitive league. You know, all the way to the last week where people was fighting for playoff spots. It's not the fact that, you know, the bottom was at the bottom. That's what it was. But if you're a true coach, and a lot of people are not, you have to put the work in. And I think that, you know, trades can go both ways. If it's one-sided, it sucks. But trades are supposed to help both ways. But people are being, you know, people being selfish and stingy. But at the end of the day, you see the people who have helped each other or helped themselves by doing their homework. That's why we are where we are. But I think we did a good job overall. I think we could do better going forward. But, you know, that's why I'm here to help.
Right. That's what's going on. What, you know, just want to let it be known, you know, you're on the admin staff, you know, to help us get it to that point. So, you know, man, that's like I said, big ups to you on that.
I appreciate
and,
that.
If you win this week, you're going to win $300.
Okay. Well, you know, it's all good. I just want my trophy. That's all I really want. I'm going to get the money to charity because all y'all need it. Y'all need to go buy y'all some. I'm going to shout out to the Eddie Robb Report. All y'all need to go buy the book. Let him help y'all because y'all need some help with y'all teams, man. I told you, last year I didn't even draft and got third place in the league. And right now I'm fighting for first. So if I don't get first, which I am fighting to get the number one spot, I'd be second. So, you know, I'm coming up every time. And when I win this one next year, I'm coming for the big leagues. Shout out to Life Support. You know, I can't never get on here without telling you something. I'm coming for you, baby. I'm coming for you.
Yeah, he was out of there after Aaron Rodgers bit the dust.
But you know what? You know what? I was in the same boat. I went down. I fell down a few. But I came back up. That's why you do your homework.
Right. But shoot, man, that's what I'm trying to get them to do their homework. I'm trying to get them on this Beat the Commish post so we can get them in this weekly pick 'em.
But, man, I don't understand what's going on. If you got, man, shout out to the Commish again. He's throwing it out there, but all you need to do put your picks there. If you were looking in a group last week, I'm the one who updated the picks and showed me Victoria's Secret. And I even threw Eddie Robb's picks in there, and I realized that wasn't even his picks. He was just trying to give a shout-out to his book, which is all good.
Right.
But me, Commish, and Victoria's Secret was in that, and the Commish wound up beating us all with the picks. If he just, and once he already put it out there, he's telling you that if you beat him, he's going to give you a free ride for the next week. All you got to do is put that. Y'all on the line already?
Last
week. Put 9 teams in there. He's not paying for nothing. He's giving it free money.
Right.
Give
now, what's going to be crazy
man.
Is, what's going to be crazy if someone win it, then they're going to be like, oh, man, you ain't tagged me in the post. I ain't see that.
Yeah. I think we all are doing what we're supposed to do, but we all need the rest of you all in this listening area to be able to just put your picks out there. If you don't want to participate in the real thing, that's why we're making it more better, more fun for us. You just put the thing up in there. That's all it is. Put it in there.
Right.
Get your 9 picks, and then he's putting up money for you, which you could possibly win the pot off of somebody
else's
money. Like, come on, man.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, man, that's like getting your bread delivered and buttered at the same time.
Yeah.
Man, you
don't have to butter it either. I don't have to buy no butter. And you put it on there. Come on, man. Like, I don't know how easier that we can make this for you, but putting a quick plug in, you know, next year is going to be a whole lot bigger and better. I'm in the lab with the guy that's running the pick'ems, and we're trying to do an eliminator, a survivor. We're doing a lot of various different things going forward, not necessarily just the weekly pick'ems, so we can have more funner, better, easier games where you can pick and choose, because the weekly pick'ems, as the commission knows, because he's in the group, you don't have to play every week. And you're only picking 9 teams. I'm not telling you to pick everything. Now, they got a lot of games out there who's making you pick all the games, and, you know, that's the way you do it. You do 9. Whatever 9
I'm
you want.
I'm going to tell you what's crazy on that, because one of the guys who was at the Bounty Hunters team, the coach came out here, and he was talking about how, which had me, you know, I was a little frustrated. I was a little heated, because he was like, I played – weekly pick 'em, you know, you play the pick 'em, but they he had to play the point spread.
Yeah, the spread,
like,
exactly.
What?
I heard that. It's many different. It's you got to pick all games for the week. You have to pick all games plus the spread, or you have to. You know, a lot of people don't give you the option of picking just 9. You have to pick them all. So you think it's easy to pick 9? Think about. Oh, I'm sorry. You think it's hard to pick 9? Think about picking all the 11, 15, 16 games they have a week. Come on, man. Plus
right, that was crazy. When I first got into it, I had picked all 12 and it got all games, and I got responded back talking about I didn't have to pick them all. Because that's what I'm used to.
It's like 12? Nah. And all games differentiate per week with the bye weeks and things like that. But, you know, you just have to pick 9. And it's not to say you need to pick a Thursday, you need to pick the Sunday night or Monday night. You get to pick whatever 9 you want. How easy is this? How easy?
About it. Hey, it's all good. So, you know, if y'all didn't get the chance this year to join, you know, next year the train going to be full steam ahead, like you mentioned earlier. So,
They have next week, last week of the regular season, you pick all the games next week. Whoever gets the most next week or the tie for the most, they're going to get it, and that's it. No questions asked. Going into the playoffs. When the playoff bracket for the NFL is announced on both AFC and the NFC side, it's going to be a March Madness type of pick'em contest where you pick your teams going all the way to the Super Bowl. Whoever has the most correct picks out of that, out of the whole pot for the whole thing, is it. For example, you know, if they got Minnesota's 1 and comparison to Minnesota and Philly's 1 and 2, and if you think that the Saints go to most likely be 4, and the Rams will be 3. So if you say the Saints will beat the 4th seed, will be the 5th seed, but the 6th seed will be the 3rd, you know, you will put it that way, and that will be an extra point for you in comparison to where it is going. You fill it out your own way. And whoever has the most at the end, they win. Simple.
Simple. I thought that was the Pythagorean theorem you were just telling me. I got confused.
Because, you know, depending upon the way you think it's going to advance, like they say for the NFL playoffs, in the first round, the second round, the first seed plays the lowest seed, which could be 4, 5, or 6. in comparison to the second seed playing the higher one, which would be 3, 4, 3, 4, 5.
See,
so you have to think about
right
which
there,
one you
like,
think.
That was
yeah, so without think, and you have to put it correctly going forward. Because everybody think one seed might just guide through the playoffs and win it all. It's never like that. It's never like that. All right,
so that means you're just going to have to make a lot of posts in a group so we can understand it.
Don't worry, it's coming to a group near you soon as to next week. Soon as the game's over next week, by 7 o'clock next week, I will have everything up in there. I'm going to relay the messages. I'm going to have examples. I'm going to just tell. I'm going to let people just be able to put who they think is going to win. I'll fill it out for them, whatever, whatever, whatever. We got it like that. Perfect. I got you.
Boom, priest. Oh, yeah. Hey, let me tell you. You know, I don't know if you can't. Well, you probably didn't see that, but, you know, my screen name is Uncle Leroy Jr. So, you know, when we on the air. So, whenever we talk in sports, you know, I'm Uncle Leroy Jr. You know, I want, you know, I answer to commish too, but, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
So that's where the name came from, man. It's crazy.
I'm going to leave it alone.
But, man, I'm telling you, hey, that's just how things go. We got some new big things coming up in a group that, you know, that y'all really don't even much know about. You know, like I say, you know, Joe, he's on the admin staff. So, you know, he has some things up his sleeve, as he just alluded to with the weekly pick on the Survivor League. You know, we also have some things collectively going on with, like, some events we might have, you know, we're going to have. And, you know, one thing is, you know, we're looking into different type of investments and give back. So, you know, make sure you stay active and pay attention to what's coming up in the group. But, man, we get things back going. We got a caller. But I just want to bring up this thing that's just been vexing me. What that LeVar Ball? What, that's the dad name?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
You know that guy, man. He been balling my blood. There, let me tell you that, like the old folks say. But let me
he's doing stuff people are scared to do, Commiss. So it's a love hate relationship over there for me. I hate him, but you got to love the things that he's doing, though.
Okay, now you're gonna have to explain that. But who does we got on the call? Who this is, Carl? You're live with us.
Yo, it's Mike Lowry.
I've been waiting to talk to this guy.
Hey, fame here, you know, because I didn't see his name up in any of these championship games.
Okay, so Commissioner, let me know. Did he go, 10-0, 11-0, and still make the finals? What's going on over there, man?
Man, I don't know, man.
The stars aligned for him last week, bro. You know what I'm saying? He find that Freeman had a big game. He had a big game for him. But, you know, I wish him the best of luck. I ain't no sole loser. It happens.
Man, that's how I was in the junior league. You hear me? I went top dog all damn near the whole season.
Ooh,
it fell on my
trust me. Hey, you know, I was mad at you, too, because you lost your last game and won my last one. I'll shout out to Joe, the other Joe. I knocked him out the playoffs. My bad, homie. But you beat me by 8 points for the first spot. I was like, wow, that's so crazy.
Man, hey, that just show you why, you know, it's called fantasy football.
Yeah, you're right.
But,
you got to be the best team. You got to be the best team for your game that week. That's all it is.
Exactly.
You're
you know
lying about
it's
that.
It's the people that make it go. It's the people that make it fun. But, you know what I'm saying? So, Mike Lowry, we got a hot topic going on the big baller brand, LeVar Ball. So, you know, the question is, have you heard about this junior basketball league he's doing?
Yeah. And I just want to say my opinion of the matter. I like that move on his part because at the end of the day, it's giving the kids more options than just going to college like Ben Simmons is for a year wasting his time. You can put some money in your pocket and you can get better at the game at the same time. So, I mean, I like it from a competitive standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Give kids something else to think about besides going to college for a year for something they really probably
or,
not
or going overseas. Put that in there because they go overseas too.
Yeah. From high school? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought
because, maybe... yeah, well, what's, I had a guy in the NBA right now. I forgot who exactly it was. They went overseas for a year. And he said instead of going to the
Dennis did it too.
Yeah.
Brandon
right.
did it when he came up.
Because
like, he was about to send his children
the rule is you just you need 1 year out of high school. Like you don't necessarily need to be in college, but you need a year out. So they always go overseas to go get that money. So LeVar Ball said too is I'll give you another avenue. But I think the only downfall about it is you're only playing against other high school kids and he's not getting that college exposure. Because you can be in these various arenas, which is going to be interesting to see which arenas he's going to get. But nobody's going to pack it up like you would be in a Chapel Hill or somewhere like that. You understand? So I think it's going to be a downfall to it. But just like Mike Lowry spoke of, it's a good option to have. Hey, I don't want to go to college. I don't want to go overseas. So you know what? I can play in this particular league. I can get this money. I'm still getting exposure. Because just like, for instance, you know, he got his youngest boy out of high school. Now, he's out of high school. He's going to be sitting there not doing anything. Now, this league will actually give him an option to be able to stay within the state and still get the competitive competition, the competitive spirit in comparison to going somewhere else or not, even just sitting out a year and not doing nothing.
Okay, now, to your point, now, they right out of high school, you're talking about the competitive rate, the nature, the competitive of this game. They're raw. They're right out of high school, so you think that they're going to have that skill set as someone that's in college or that the college set can provide for them?
Oh, let me say this, though. The only way that the only difference in between college and coming out of high school is the amount of years that you were in college, correct? So like, I get out of high school to go to college. I'm year one. The only difference between me and you being a senior or a junior and I'm a freshman is that you already played. So the only way that you're going to get better is by you playing. So
I ain't going to go that far.
What'd you say?
Hold on, Mike Lock.
Yeah, you get me?
You lie.
Yeah, I ain't going to go that far because the game already watered down because a lot of these dudes that need 4 years, like his son in particular, only doing one and done and not getting the skills they need.
You're right about that.
No, so
that's about the competitive part. He's not getting no type of action. He's not getting no real true action because
like,
he's playing against other watered down ass people.
That's true.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's only going to be a good avenue for cats that's coming out that's league ready already. Like for Ben Simmons last year, that'd have been a good option. You know what I'm saying?
But
cats like that.
This is like the LeBron. He'd have been a LeBron of that because he'd have been playing.
He would have been, because yeah, Mike Lowry was making a point, but LeBron only got good because he was in a higher level, a higher skill set game versus him playing other high school cats.
Mm-hmm.
So that's to what Mike Lowry is saying. Because to me, it's looking like he's just preying on people that can't make it. That's how it looks to me. It looks like to me because he's hurting. Because how are you? You're just taking college and the next level out of these kids' option because he's going to be paying them $3,000 to $10,000 a month.
Now I think that's going to mess the game up now too. Because what's the option? Would you rather take? I'm about to go to college, Chapel Hill, play versus Duke. Blah, 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 whatever, maybe possibly get to the NCAA tournament, or I could go play in this watered-down league for money.
Right,
once
I'm going
to
take care of my family.
Here we go.
I'm going to take
like
care of my family.
I'm going to take care of my family. I can either go here, get paid, and get more playing time, possibly a little bit better exposure in comparison to going to college, sitting a year. If I don't go to a team where they don't have good guards or good big man,
and that's my point.
Yeah,
he sound like a drug dealer. That's what I'm saying. He sound like the hood, like the gang. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly what it is. That's what it sounds like.
And and that's my only frustration with it. Like because he making it sound good, the world buying it just like these $500 shoes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking, get your money.
That's stupid too. I think so. But guess what? It's just like with Trump. You're going to play on the weak-minded people. I wanted to go get these shoes. Why? For one, the big baller brand, they're $500. You can't even afford $500. But you about to spend all
right.
of money. But at the end of the day, think about it like this. Even when we was growing up, you had a starter jacket or you had the Jordans. You have this stuff. It's like, I can say I have it. You don't have it. You can't afford it. And people are willing to spend their last on there just because.
Real talk. So what you got to say on this subject, Mike Lowry?
I mean, it sounds good in theory. Like for me, I really had to see how you gonna organize that. Like if you really gonna do that for the kids, who you gonna have coaching them? Who, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't just have them out there, just put money in their pockets as a way to take a year off before they try to go to the league. You got to really help these dudes work on their game. So like,
right.
Me first, I just want to see how you really gonna put that together because it sounds good. You know what I'm saying?
But
right.
Like, this is what I think too. Another one. His son supposedly got this record. But the reason why he got the record is because he snowbirded the whole game. So you telling me I'm about to put his son with these other high school people from other places to let him do the same thing?
Right.
There's nothing with snowbird. Right. Let him go get 50 points. This dude in the high school, quote-unquote, high school, college, BBB league, this guy was averaging 37 points. How much you think he will average in college, let alone the NBA?
Right. Not that much.
I mean, on the cool, I think he'll do better than his brother did, though, because he's clearly a better scorer than his brother did. I don't know about all around games, but he's clearly a better scorer.
You can't bring your ball all the way across your chest and think you're about to shoot and do what you got to do.
I mean,
yeah,
I think
the big baller brand, the first ball is a dud. You know, like, he only in the game because his dad making all that chatter. All that.
Is that? But once he gets commissioned, he's playing on people's their small mindset. You're going against people's fears. If you got somebody that's timid in comparison to somebody that's so aggressive, you know, the aggressive person is going to win because they can talk. And he's going to talk a good game. Well, I was in the league. What you did in the league? Nothing. But my son better than LeBron. He's better than Steph. But think about it. Now, he's going to make you make noise because all like you making us, like we're having this conversation right now, you ask anybody, you think he's better than Steph? You think he's better than LeBron? Man, that dude crazy. He's getting noise out of you. You're giving this man attention. And enough people giving him attention is going to get his son where he wants to go. Well, why would the Lakers draft him? Well, you need to draft my boy because he's the L.A. product. He's going to put people on the stands. He's going to do this and do that and do this. All three of my sons can play for the Lakers. Well, the Lakers will think about it too. Wait, maybe that is right. He might not be good, but we can develop him. But he is going to put tickets in the stands because everybody hates his father or likes his father. You're going to go to the game just because you hate him. You don't go there just because you don't like him. So you paying and buying this ticket that you can't afford, i.e. like these shoes, just because you hate the guy. Just because
Real
you hate
talk. Him. Real talk. Hey, well, he trolled his way into to the spotlight, trolled his way into the league, but put his kids on the court, they're going to get embarrassed. So, hey, I can't knock him. Get money. Hey, that's how they that's that new money. That's how they get that new money nowadays. They put like 101s on the phone, look like I got money, catch me in reality. I'm broke.
Yeah. Well, that money was flashing. I had 100 of them things, but I didn't know what the things was.
For real, though, fellas, man, it was good to get back, man. We about to wrap things up. So after this week, I just want everybody, you know, put this out there, be on the lookout for the Yahoo Fantasy Basketball. You know, if everyone joins it, I've only dabbled with it before. I never really finished the season. Either one of you all played that fantasy basketball before?
Yeah, we tried it amongst ourselves, too. And I can't speak for him, but I know for myself, it's just a lot of everyday grinding. And you have to, although we watch basketball every day, it's a little bit different than a fantasy lineup in comparison to getting points to beat and or to gain more points than the other person per week or per day. Now, I just think that you have to be able to be on top of it. Like, I can't get people to go into the 9-19 pick'ems for football a week. It's going to be hard to get somebody to be competitive within the basketball.
Right, man. You know, we just try and keep things going because, you know, one thing is like, sports is just a mechanism between friends. And, you know, just want to keep the friends and keep all the, you know what I'm saying, the kinship going within a group, within friends. So we do basketball, baseball, and I'm glad that you're on the admin staff because I have no clue about fantasy basketball. So you know I'm going to be talking to you, sir.
Let's get it. We're going to make it work.
Heck yes. Well, we about to wrap things up. And, hey, any shout-outs, anything y'all want to say before we roll out?
No, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm glad you're good because I'm about to shout out to El Chapo Dillinger. Where you at, buddy? Shout out to anybody. Okay, we got four leagues. Shout out to all four people in the league who have scored the most points in their fantasy league this year and not made the playoffs. I'm not gonna say not in the playoffs in the championship, but not made it. This guy scored no more. He scored more 150 points more than anybody else. And El Chapo Dillinger didn't do number get caught. That's what he got. But it's all good though. Shout out to my
boy. Hey,
brother.
I can't laugh at that because I fell on my sword too, man. I'm telling. But hey,
Ben made the playoffs though. This guy made the playoffs. All that talking.
This is a guy formerly known as Commission Uncle Leroy Jr. signing off. Be cool, get it?
Oh, I like that one.